الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض الرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. Respective brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about two prohibitions, two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to abstain from. And in today's lesson, in this particular verse, there's another prohibition. And listen to this, because this is some sort of kind or type of sickness that many of us are suffering from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that do not desire that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, or that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave preference to some of you over others. Sometimes a person is given a certain bounty, a certain ni'mat, but some people do not like that why certain person is given such a ni'mat and he's not given this ni'mat. So this is called tamanni, it's called desire, and there's two types of tamanni. One is where a person desires that that particular ni'mat that is given to somebody, that ni'mat, that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take away the ni'mat from him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give the ni'mat to you. This is called hasad. This is called hasad and this is not allowed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now saying in this verse that do not desire and do not covet that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to some of you over others. If a person desires a particular ni'mat that was given to somebody by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then his desire is such that that particular ni'mat must not be taken away from the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the ni'mat to. Rather, that person must enjoy the ni'mat that Allah gave him, and he desires that Allah must give him also that same bounty that Allah gave that person. And this is not called hasad, this is called ghibta. But some ulama mentioned that this is allowed, this is acceptable. But some ulama mentioned that sometimes you not even desire that, because you don't know that when that particular ni'mat, when you receive the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you don't know whether the ni'mat will lead you towards the straight path to Jannah, or whether the ni'mat will make you stray from the straight path. And then sometimes the person will regret that it was better off without having the ni'mat. Now the ni'mat came and this person didn't, or he misused the ni'mat, or he abused the ni'mat, and now that became a means, a sabab for his admission into Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not desire that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to some of you over others. Actually, the cause of revelation for this verse was on account of where some woman came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they said that how we wish we could also fight like how the men wage war in jihad, and we also get reward. So that is, this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Some say Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was that sahabiyah who came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, listen, the men, they fight, they wage war in jihad, but we wala nafzu, we don't make jihad. And then she said that, وَلَنَا نِصْفُ الْمِيرَاثِ, when it comes to the masala of inheritance, we are also getting half the inheritance of that which a man gets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse. Allah answered, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. The first half of the verse, the first part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered half of a question. So Allah is telling her that in terms of mirath, where you're getting half that which a man gets, Allah says, this is a taqdeer, this is a decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of dunyawi matters. This is a dunyawi affair. Don't desire that which Allah has given preference to the men over you in terms of the mirath. Allah knows best. As we'll see right at the ending of the verse, Allah is well aware of everything. But when it comes to the matters of akhirat, although you are not fighting like how the men fight, but whatever contributions that comes from your side, definitely it will never ever go unrewarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you your full reward for that. And this is where Allah now says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. Allah is now answering the other part of a question. That men, for them, there'll be a share or a reward for whatever they've earned. If a man has to do good, then he'll get his reward for doing good. If he does evil, he'll get his reward for doing that evil, that is evil reward. And Allah says, says, وَلِن نِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْ. See how equal Allah is, how fair Allah is. And Allah mentions the exact same thing now for women. That for women also, they will get their share of whatever they've earned. So if you have to contribute towards the jihad, etc., then definitely it will never ever go wasted. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, men, female, all of you, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is addressing one and all. Allah says, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. That all of you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from His bounties. Rather make this dua. Oh Allah, enrich us from your favors and enrich us with your bounties. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. With regards to everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowledgeable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enrich us all with His bounties. And وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.